basis, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Family Feud, great to have you with us. Look, tonight, two fun families will fight it out for a load of cash and they might even go home with an amazing brand new car. So let's meet them now. First up from South Australia, the Hudson family.
Vicky!
Lovely to have you back.
Thank you.
Who's on board?
So I've got my husband Des, our son Tucker, and Des's brother Darren.
Good to see you guys. And ready to take them on tonight from Victoria, the Hodge family. Good to see you. Who have you brought with you?
I've got my boyfriend Jacob, my favourite auntie Lucy, and my dad Jason.
Welcome everybody. Right on. Team captains, let's play the feud. Hey, we surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something that goes around and around. Maddie.
A merry-go-round.
A merry-go-round's good. Nice. Jacob, you the man, are you?
Trying to be.
The BF. The boy. The squeeze. The love interest.
Yes.
Doing all right over there, Maddie, just quietly.
I'm pretty happy.
Good choice. Is it serious, Jacob?
It is, yes.
How serious?
13 months.
You're starting to break into a sweat. Name something that goes around and around, Jacob.
I'm thinking a spinning top.
Spinning top. Oh. Good looking and smart. Lucy, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Lovely to see you. It's great to have you with us. Something that goes around and around.
A record.
A record does. Oh. Maybe because it's 2015. Yes. Maybe that's why, and there's not enough of them anymore. Kids, Google it. Name something that goes around and around. Jason.
A wheel.
A wheel. Yes. Something that goes around and around.
I'm thinking beaters, when you make a cake.
Oh, yeah. Second strike. Hudson's good steel, so they're going to have a think over there. Something that goes around and around.
The world?
Love the way you think. His brain looked like it was going around and around then. Yeah. Darren.
Mine too.
Yours.
Frisbee?
Frisbee. Tucker?
Ferris wheel.
Dez? Yeah.
Clothesline.
Vicky, not bad options from the family. The Hudsons are doing good.
I'm actually going to go out on my own, so I hope...
Wow.
I'm going to go washing machine.
A washing machine goes around. There's a few nods from the boys over here, so maybe they're on side with this rogue answer of yours. Let's see if it works for you. Sorry, Hudsons. Well done, Hodge family. Tucker had Ferris wheel. Righto, so 49 is the points that the Hodges pick up early on tonight, and if one of these families go on to win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be driving home in a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. This great-looking SUV offers CVT auto with paddle shift, hill start control, the unique Mitsubishi multi-communication system, and rain-sensing wipers as well. Now, for everybody playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name a way people realise they've put on weight. The answer, when we come back on the feud in just a minute. Fun tonight, we certainly are. Now, before the break, I asked, name a way people realise they put on too much weight. The top answer was...
Clothes aren't fit!
Don't you hate it. Des, Jacob, let's play! We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you might see hanging on the wall of a pub. Des.
A deer's head.
A deer head.
Jacob. A picture.
Just a picture. Ooh, 9 apiece, but deer heads first. We know you had the last answer that nobody listened to, but how about this one? Name something you might see hanging on the wall of a pub.
Band poster?
A band poster who might be performing at the pub, I see.
Yeah.
No. Darren.
Dartboard.
Dartboard!
Yeah.
Nice. Look at Darren down there. He's so happy with his answer. Look at that. Go, Darren. Vicky.
Well, I know that every time we go away and there's a huge football game on, the guys always want to go to the pub to watch it, so I'm thinking a television.
Oh, that's not bad. Let's give it a shot. Nice. So, Des, you're a police officer.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Does it make you prepared, at least for this show, like being steely-nerved and just cool, calm and collected in crisis?
No.
Excellent. Fairly rewarding. An amazing career. We certainly do admire all the police officers because they do go through a lot and they do so much of a wonderful community service. So, well done to you and the rest of the police force right around Australia, if you want to. Something you might see hanging on the wall of a pub.
Sports memorabilia.
Let's see. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Tucker?
Drink specials.
Let's try it. Nice. Second strike. So the Hodge family could steal, so time to have a thinkaroo.
I'm going to follow Tucker but go menu.
A menu? Yeah, because you might serve food at the pub. Yep. We're still in this, Hudson's. Just 2 left on the board. You're 2 strikes down.
The certification or the licence for the pub?
Let's see if it's there. Whoa. It is indeed a sign. Just 1 left and the Hudson's have got their first points tonight, Des.
Mirror.
A mirror on the wall so you can check out how awesome you look when you're out in the pub with your friends.
That's right.
What about mirror? No! Nice try. Hudson's. Hodge family. Jason.
Photographs.
Lucy.
Cue sticks.
Jacob.
I go with photographs.
Maddie, yours to choose.
Well, I do have one of my own.
What is it?
I was thinking maybe awards. Like if the pub's won, you know how they have at a bakery, they have like best meat pie of the year.
Yeah,
something like that. Pub.
You might have the best schooner of the year. Maybe.
Maybe.
So you're pulling rank and going with that?
Yes.
Okie dokie, let's try it. Points go to the Hudson family. They're now in the game on 71. This is the remaining answer. Australia says a clock, so you know when happy hour is. Gee, hello. 71 to 49 right now, double points time. Give me Tucker, give me Lucy, let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Name something that goes pop. Is this how this thing works?
They're just giving me so much grief. I don't understand them.
Yeah. Tucker.
Like a Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart! Is it there? Do we have them in Australia?
I don't know. I hope so.
Apparently we do. Apparently we do. Lucy?
Bubble gum when you blow the bubble.
Yeah. No. Pop-Tart. Just like that. You're a scientist, Jason.
That's right, Grant.
A scientist of what?
Cancer research, particularly children's brain cancer.
Oh, wow. Mm. Oh, my goodness. What an amazing career that would be.
Yeah, it's got its, obviously, downsides, but it's a lot of upsides trying to look for a new cure.
Are we getting somewhere, Jason?
There's steady, steady process. It's a lot of input from a lot of people trying to just generate more knowledge about how to treat and make a better outcome for kids.
So people should always feel comforted by the fact that any support that you give to a cancer charity and science research as well is gaining momentum and making a difference.
Precisely. Given the current climate where funds are tight for science research, so hence coming on Family Feud is a legitimate funding source.
Well, we don't want to hold you back from the money.
No, I don't.
Of course, Jackson. Righto, keep up the good work, mate. Something that goes pop.
A balloon.
Love that. I love the fact that Jason is curing brain cancer. We're asking him, something that goes pop. Maddie, something that goes pop.
A party popper.
Party popper? When you're celebrating because you've won the money.
Yes.
Restaurant. Jacob.
Popcorn.
Yeah. You keep this up, I'll marry you.
A paper bag.
Paper bag goes pop.
When you put air in it.
If you're a prankster, yeah. Second strike. Hudson's can steal, so they're going to have a think down there, Jason. Something that goes pop?
When we celebrate, it'll be a cork.
Med's a genius. Clear genius. Maddie, going good. Two left on the board. At the moment, you currently trail, so this is nice. Knock those two out, and you've got yourself a lead.
Thinking popping candy?
Popping candy when you put it on your tongue? Yeah. And you go, pop, 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 pop. I remember. Third strike. Hudson's.
Darren. Toast.
Cool. Tucker.
Toaster.
Dez.
A tyre.
A tyre goes pop. Vicky, good options, but yours to choose.
I'm going to say toast, I think, is probably, yeah, pop.
Pop goes the
pop
toast.
Pop goes the toast.
Pop goes the toast. Let's see if we can extend your lead. No, welcome to the game. Hodges, it takes you to 203 against 71 on the Hudson's over here. Look, if you want to see more Family Feud, then why not head to 10 Play? You can check out all the highlights from the show and play our official Family Feud game. Head to 10 Play, all the details are there. Triple points when we come back on the Feud. Carryover champ sitting on 71. Can they mount a comeback? Because at the moment, the new family, the Hodges, have 203 points in their advantage. It's the family who gets to 300 points in this round. We'll go on to Fast Money and take a shot at $10,000. And we're playing for triple points now, everyone. Here we go. Darren, Jason, let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name something you can get tinted. Darren.
Your windows.
Windows.
Yes.
Not the highest answer, though.
Your hair.
Your hair. Windows has it. Pass or play?
Play.
You're an Alice Springs girl.
I am an Alice Springs girl.
From the centre of the country.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
Unique upbringing.
Love it.
Cool.
Fabulous.
Cool part of the continent.
Mm. Gorgeous. Beautiful red sand.
I know. That deep red ochre colour is just an amazing thing. I love that part of the country. Something you can get tinted.
Well, in Alice Springs, you would definitely need tinted glasses.
Tinted glasses. Yep. What about you, Des?
In the colour here, paint.
Paint. First strike. Tucker.
I was going to say that. But,
well, now you can't. Glass? Something you can get tinted? You can tint glass? Yeah. You can. Sorry, not there. Second strike. Hodge family can steal, so time to have a think.
Right,
Darren.
Right now, we should have passed.
In hindsight, you say probably should have passed.
Your eyes?
You can tint your eyes?
Maybe. Better than toaster.
Just take your eyeballs out and take them to Windscreens O'Brien. That's and just right, say, can you whack these up a shade or two?
Yeah, that's right. Haven't you done that?
Third strike. Sorry, Darren. Hodge family. Jason.
Eyelashes.
Lucy.
I was going to say your skin. Fake tan.
Jacob.
Eyelashes grand.
Maddie.
I'm going to go with tinted eyelashes.
Tinted eyelashes. And save the Hodges to get you guys the win. Is it on the board? Yes! Congratulations, brand new champions! Remaining answers. Specifically, Vicky, Dez, Tucker, Darren. You guys played well, we had a lot of fun. You'll be taking home $1,420 from your time in Fast Money, so that's a little nice. And you won't go home empty-handed, we'll also give you a gift card for $1,000 for homewares to be shared between you all from Victoria's Basement, where world-famous brands are at famous basement prices. Plus, let's not forget, where is it? Here it is! It's worth... Oh, yay! There it is. A brand new Family Feud board game available at selected retailers. Thank you for playing, Vicky. There are Hudson's. Hud family, let's go. It's the lovers. Head back to the soundproof booth. You and I are playing for $10,000 next in a little segment we call Fast Money on the Feud.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Fast Money time here on The Feud, so let's see if the Hodge family can now win some cash. They're newbies, but if you and Jacob can win 200 points or more, you'll win $10,000. That's the goal. Jacob is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers.
Wow.
Please tell me that's how you met. On a dance floor while he was doing that move?
Close enough.
Is that why you like him?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question, OK? You ready?
Yep.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck. When cooking a barbecue, what's the first thing you would do?
Light it.
Name a tall breed of dog.
Pass.
Name something you find in a pie.
Meat.
Name a famous Don.
Don Bradley.
Name a way you can disguise baldness.
A toupee.
Name a tall breed of dog.
Border Collie.
Just in time, ooh. Border Collie was the answer. We'll see how it went. So, for a first time, how was it?
Pretty intense.
Pretty intense. When cooking a barbecue, what's the first thing you would do, you said? Survey says 24. Love it. If you can roughly hit the 20 mark in an answer, you're doing well. Name a tall breed of dog. You said Border Collie. Do you own one?
Yes.
That's what came out.
Yes.
Survey says no. Afraid not. Something you'd find in a pie. You said meat. Let's hope. Survey says 34. Name a famous Don. You said? You mean Bradman?
I don't know. There might be one.
Survey says. Apparently there isn't one. No. Name a way you can disguise baldness. You said? A toupee does. Survey says. Nice work. Fella, big guy, tough man. We need 122 points from you, big fella, to get 10,000 bucks. You can do it, though, I know. I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions, and as you're the second player, it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again, OK?
Let's do it.
Can we remind everybody of Maddie's answers? And 25 seconds from the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question, mate. Good luck. When cooking a barbecue, what's the first thing you would do?
Clean it.
Name a tall breed of dog.
Great Dane.
Name something you'd find in a pie.
Meat.
Try again.
Pastry.
Name a famous Don.
Don Bradman.
Name a way you can disguise baldness.
A toupee.
Try again.
A hairpiece. Yeah. A wig. Oh. Yeah.
Just winds it up.
Let's go.
You all right?
Feel good?
Feeling good.
OK. When cooking a barbecue, what's the first thing you would do? You said. You would clean it. Survey says. Nice. Maddie had the top answer of you would light it. So we need 103 now for $10,000. Name a tall breed of dog. You said. Great Dane. Came to you quickly too.
It's a big dog.
He's a big dog, and it's a big answer because it's the top answer. Name something you'd find in a pie. You said. Pastry. Survey says. Four. Meat was the top answer. Maddie had that. Second top answer was apple, for instance. You could have said apple, potentially. 72 points now for $10,000. Name a famous Don. You said Bradman. I think Maddie, she mentioned the famous Mexican cricketer. Don Bradley. Let's see if this scores a little higher. Survey says 29. And the top answer. Nice work. So you're really doing well here. We need 43 from this final answer. So this is good. This is well and truly doable. Name a way you can disguise baldness. You said hairpiece.
Can you tell I'm bald?
Is there 43 or more in this? Your hair looks nice and thick.
Thank you.
Seems like a good answer. Maddie, what do you reckon?
Yes.
Good answer.
She didn't seem that confident, to be honest.
Feeling it.
How about you and I do it? Ready? Do a survey says with me.
Survey says.
What's the top answer? And they are $10,000 richer.